This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talked about the dollar a little bit yesterday, why it matters globally and what happens when it swings in value, as it has been doing in this pandemic. Today, why the dollar fluctuates so much. First of all, and this might sound obvious, but it is backed by the biggest economy in the world, which makes it
the safe haven.
Safe haven currency.
It serves as a safe haven.
In
times of global turmoil.
When there is so much uncertainty.
In times of uncertainty.
That was Tarek Hassan at Boston University, Susan Pozzo at Western Michigan, and Viral Acharya at NYU Stern School of Business, economists, all three.
The pandemic created a huge wave of uncertainty, including in the minds of the central banks and other investors of the world. And they all basically wanted to hold dollar assets. And as a result, the scramble for dollars became strong.
Viral Acharya there, that strong scramble he mentioned sent the dollar to a three-year high back in March, which gets us to point number two, trust.
It does serve as a stable place relative to the rest of the world. And when we speak about stable, it's not just that the dollar is stable, but that the economy is stable.
Susan Pozzo on that one. This economy is stable for a lot of reasons. The rule of law, sensible regulation, and a tradition of understanding its role in the global economy. But as Viral Acharya points out,
I have no doubt that the status of the United States as a safe haven, while presently still intact, is being increasingly questioned.
We are still, to be clear, a ways from the dollar being replaced as the reserve global currency or it not being what people turn to when they want a safe haven. But the dollar's value is a window into how the world thinks the U.S. is doing.
We have lots of things to worry about. A raging pandemic, wildfires, hurricanes, a tense election. I'm more worried about the effects of erratic foreign policy.
What our policy has been in the last few years, to get out of international accords, to break up the trade agreements that we have.
In general, stability of the United States policy as a global bellwether, the way its position has been somewhat shaken over the last few years.
Our thanks to Tarek Hassan at Boston University, Susan Pozzo at Western Michigan, also Viral Acharya at NYU's Stern School of Business. The dollar today, by the way, down at or near its pandemic lows against the euro, the British pound, and the Japanese yen. Thing is, with virus counts rising here and globally, which is not great economically, as David Gura was saying, maybe people are going to be looking for a safe haven again.